It would be 1 hour. We'd each have 20 minutes each. And we did this every other Thursday, actually, for about, like I said, 6 or 7 years. And this was one of the biggest game changers for me in business. It is what 10x'd my growth.
And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
By the way, huge freaking congrats to you. You have been in like the top 30 somethings in entrepreneurship and business and all the podcast categories lately.
It is so exciting to see your hard work pay off, because this is your reminder right now that I have had this podcast for 7 years. And for all of you who are waiting to see something that you started or just started, it is the long game, but it is so worth it when you see your stuff pay off. So thank you. I'm so excited. And I just want to say a big thank you to everybody listening. I know that these He Said, She Said are some of our most popular podcasts. So thank you, Chris, for getting me up in the ranks.
I guess I'm trailing behind you. What was I today? 179 in entrepreneurship or business?
In entrepreneurship, but both top 200 in all of Apple Podcasts. Not that we've noticed. I don't think both of us have ever been in the top 200.
We have. I've seen it in the past.
In the past. Yep. Okay.
But I don't think people realize at any given time in each of these categories, there's like 40 or 50,000 podcasts per category on Apple iTunes. So like, that's massive. There's, as a matter of fact, at any given time, people don't realize there's over 1 million active podcasts for people to choose from when you put, you know, all the categories together.
That's why I am not taking this lightly. No. I am celebrating so hard, and it just gets me even more excited to do better and bring even better content, which, you know, that that's my intention this year.
Yep.
Is to be in person, get better guests. You guys were going on YouTube. A lot of my stuff is in person now, so you can also check it out and watch it. But I think we're just getting more quality content with me being in person with some of these people.
Well, a huge thank you to every single one of you that listen, that share, that download, that subscribe. All those things like make a really big difference. And it just means the world to us. I hope that you know that. And in the exact same way that you just mentioned that you've got really big goals, right? To like make your show explode. Like, I know you're really focusing on it this year. Every one of our listeners, I kind of am assuming, have the same kind of big goals, right? We're at the front end of 2024. Your goals might be to sell more of your product. Your goals might be to have a bigger business. It might be to, you know, create more passive income. Who knows what it's going to be? But that's what kind of what today's podcast is about, is we forget that whether we're in the beginning of our journey or whether we are really advanced in our journey, like Lori and I are right now, some of the best things that you can do to grow your business this year are absolutely free. It's like that saying, you know, the best things in life are free, except it's the best things in business are free. And so we took some time to kind of come up some ideas to remind you guys of what you could be doing to double, triple, quadruple, maybe 10x your audience this year that are totally freaking free, or maybe the smallest, I mean, the tiniest investment that anybody could afford.
So the first one is kind of obvious, but it's also the one that I feel you can just maximize and use to your biggest benefit right now. And that's social media. And so many people think that you are not able to grow on social media anymore. And honestly, babe, I thought this last year, beginning of last year. So beginning of 2023, I was like, okay, that's it. I either need to grow on social media and prove it to myself that it's possible, because I do see some people doing it, or I need to put my energy elsewhere. And I decided to really put effort into social media. And when I say effort, I did a couple things. I just got very, very consistent with daily posting, but I also got clear on the pillars of content that I wanted to be creating. So I sat down and I was like, what are the things that I want to be saying on social media every single week? And I didn't go to categories that felt too big for me, or that I didn't, you know, I was like, oh, that's the type of content I would love to do, but I'm not great at it. Mm-hmm. I just went for my own low-hanging fruit. Like, where do I thrive? What am I good at coming up with? What type of reels are easiest for me? Because mind you, I just wanted to be consistent on it. And so I got really consistent. I got clear on what my content was going to be each day and every single week. And it has been one of the biggest things this last year that has helped me grow my business, my events get in front of eyeballs. And we all know that at the end of the day, it's not usually a product problem or a messaging problem or a service problem. It's an audience problem. So getting more eyeballs. So social media, I think, is one of the most underutilized forms of growing your business.
And I really want to add to this too, because you might hear this be like, okay, this is a useless podcast. I'm about to click hang up. Of course, we know that social media is the low hanging fruit here, except I want to really drive home that you're probably not posting on all this free real estate out there. And I use myself, for example. I never post on LinkedIn, right? I never post on Pinterest. I never post on Twitter, I guess now X. I never post on Threads. I never post on any of those things. That is all free real estate that I could be repurposing my Instagram posts on and getting some traffic. And some traffic times 6, 7, 8, 9 platforms that I'm not bothering to be on would actually end up over time into a lot of traffic. So it's absolutely free for you to carve out a little bit of time to repurpose what you're already posting somewhere else and capture all that free real estate.
I just had a podcast with Jenna Kutcher, and she was talking all about Pinterest to help grow your business, but also to help get eyes on your podcasts and your other things that you're doing. So I just keep learning about these underutilized platforms as well that I'm not using as well either.
Yeah. Here's another good one. A podcast, literally what we were just talking about, you know, our podcasts and the ability to have a podcast. Now, don't get me wrong. We pay a lot for production, right? We have a production company and they highly produce it and the whole nine yards. And in the long run, that is where you want to go. But if we're sticking with the theme of the best things in life are free, you can record this on a freaking iPhone, just like we are right now, sitting on the floor, just like we are right now, to really prove this point.
And we have a blanket over our heads so it doesn't echo as bad right now, you guys.
Because we're in Lori's office, which is like a massive echo chamber. But the point is, you'd be able to record a podcast and upload it to iTunes yourself without editing for free. And get your thoughts, get your value, get your teachings out there on a regular basis, multiple times a week if you wanted.
Yeah, and podcasting is definitely the long game, and it is so worth it. And I think the people who are consistent with podcasting are truly going to be the ones who look back in a few years, and I think it's going to pay off big time in your business. It also is so cool for teaching you how to be better at being able to speak, to free flow, to be able to grab thoughts like on the fly, which I can't tell you how powerful that is when you are in person or if you speak on stages. So I really view the podcast not only as an investment into growing an audience and really being able to have like those intimate touch points with my audience, but no matter what, even if this is so interesting, even if it wasn't going out to an audience, I'm telling you, my podcast makes me better. It makes me better in every area of my business because it keeps me sharp and it keeps me researching topics. So there's so many ripple effects that'll also come from that.
I've got another free hack that people can do this year. Become laser focused on teaching into other people's groups. Like people have all these online groups. They have all these online masterminds. They have all these online everything, memberships, you name it. Make it your mission to find them and offer your teaching services, whatever your area of expertise is, into those groups. You do that on a consistent basis and you will pull their customers into becoming your customers. And it doesn't matter what your product is. Like if you have a physical health product, you can go into other people's entrepreneurial groups and talk about, hey, how do you perform in your business when you take consistent products? Here's a great example. Shelly, that just joined our mastermind. She helps people with their fashion. She could make it her mission to go teach into everybody's groups about how do you show up differently when you have better fashion and what are some easy tips you can do to look and feel better. Obvious ones are like if you teach sales copy, if you teach sales itself, if you teach social media, if you teach anything, go teach that into other people's groups. It's totally free, but it'll grow your audience and quite honestly, grow your potential customers maybe faster than anything else. Mm-hmm. Another one, you can host your own mastermind. You can host your own networking groups. You can do all these things. Heck, you host your own webinars if you want on a consistent basis on Zoom for free.
So I did this. I did this for years. And I did this, I think it was 5 or 6 years, maybe more than that. And I wrote a book about it, you guys. So if you want to know exactly how I did it, my book is called A Tribe Called Bliss. And it was based off of myself and two other women finding each other on the internet and saying, hey, do you need accountability in your business? Because I know I do. And I would love to have a group that every other week we could meet by telephone or by Zoom. And it would be 1 hour. We'd each have 20 minutes each to discuss what we needed in our business and what was coming up for us. And we did this every other Thursday, actually, for about, like I said, 6 or 7 years. And this was one of the biggest game changers for me in business. It is what 10x'd my growth through like a 4 to 5 year period.
Yep. And I want to point out, here's why most people aren't doing these things. They're like, oh, 3 people showed up to the first one. 5 people showed up to the first one. Oh, there's only 10 people on each time. So they quit after a week, after 2 weeks, after 3 weeks. But if you're not in a position to add a large budget behind amplifying your presence so that you can grow your business, then do not overlook like all of these free pieces of real estate that you can be adding value in. And if you do all of the above on a consistent basis, you're going to become omnipresent. And when you become omnipresent, you can't stop your stuff from selling off the shelves.
And there's something intangible that we are talking about here as well, is that when you are consistent on one of these platforms, even when there's not a lot of people showing up, or even if there's, you know, 2 of you consistently for a year or whatever that looks like, if you're hosting webinars and very few people are showing up, there is an energy that you cannot measure in the outside world to momentum. Mm-hmm. There is an intangible energy that is surrounding you when you are consistent and you are in momentum that will start showing up in everything you do. You will start attracting people simply because you are consistently making the choice to do something. It's the weirdest thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to explain it, but it's just a universal law that if you stay in action and in momentum consistently, it will pay off in a year's time.
Yeah. And, you know, sticking with the category of the best things in life for free, if we just decide to add a couple dollars to it, don't overlook things like starting a weekly lunch or a monthly lunch or a weekly or monthly dinner locally, or geez, grab the back corner of a coffee shop and meet weekly or monthly with people until you've outgrown the coffee shop. Everybody can afford a cup of coffee to come and exchange value for 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever it might be.
So if you were new, how would you invite those people?
If I was new, how would I?
Like, what would you say?
Here's exactly what I would do. I would start with the people I know, even if it's like 3 people. Say, okay, guys, I need to grow our network. I need to get more sales. I want to do it locally. So why don't the 3 of us meet at such and such place at this time? And the goal is for us to grow this thing. So let's meet. Let's figure out what it's going to look like. And then the next one after that, I want each of you to invite one person, right? And so now each the 4 of you total, you turn into 8. And at the end of doing another great job with those 8, you tell those people, hey, I want to do this again next week, but I want each of you to invite one person. And now it becomes 16. And you tell those 16, I want each of you to invite one person. It becomes 32. Now it never grows exactly like that, but that is how you create a groundswell. You start with the people you know, online or offline, doesn't matter. And then you ask them, because you don't get what you don't ask for. You ask them, we're going to do this again, but I want you to bring somebody you know to the next one.
And just a couple of tactical things that really changed my life with these so that people would start saying yes, is that I had to give them a start and stop time so they knew exactly when it was starting and exactly when it stopped and make sure you stick to it. And also make sure that you give them a topic or rundown of exactly what's happening there. If it's really open-ended, I just noticed that everyone would say no to it because they didn't know what to expect. They didn't know how long they'd be there. And there was just too many open-ended things for them to be able to say yes to it.
That's a great point. This is not like, hey guys, I just want to get together and see what happens. This is, I'm putting together a very intentional way for us to network, or I'm putting a very intentional way for us to share ideas, or I've structured this such and such. And here's what it's going to look like. And here's going to be the outcome. And I want you to be the first, you know, 3, the first 4, the first 5, whatever, to come to this.
And let me tell you, it will force you to rise to the occasion to be a leader, because it's not easy to stick to the start and stop time and to also like really hold all of that energy in there. So it will make you so much better. But just know that that's coming. Like it's not, these things are not easy, but the people who do them are going to be the people who are rewarded. It's just the truth.
Yep, absolutely. Anyhow, listen, all the free real estate on social media, when I use myself as an example, there's like, what did I name? 6 platforms I'm not posting on ever, ever, ever. That's free real estate. Teaching in other people's groups, that's free real estate. Hosting your own masterminds, networking groups, et cetera, on Zoom, that's free real estate. doing your own webinars, starting your own podcast as free real estate, or doing these meetups, you know, doing attending the local events that's near free real estate. Heck, I bet if you got clever, you could find a way to make it free. Mm-hmm. Don't miss this opportunity to really do the free stuff, to grab all the low-hanging fruit this year to be able to grow your presence, which then grows your business. I know you can do it. Anyways, thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for always tuning in. Thanks for always telling us what you love and what you don't love about the podcast. We appreciate the heck out of you guys.
We'll see you next week.
Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret, because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody going to be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing, since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool. Hey, I know if you're listening to this podcast that you have big dreams and big goals. And one of the things that can really stop you is struggling with your marketing. Trust me, I have been there. Are you using 10 different systems just to build your online business? Then I want you to try Kajabi. Kajabi helps you build your web pages, set up funnels, and sell your courses, content, coaching, or communities. You've been hearing me talk a lot about funnels on this podcast and the importance of your email list. You can get a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com. I've talked about Kajabi before, but here's something that's super cool and new. They just rolled out an AI assistant for creating your online course curriculum. And this means you just type in a topic that you want to create on a course or webinar, and bam, it just generates a sample outline for you. It takes a ton of the hard work away. Of course, you're going to customize it to be your own, but this really helps you get over the struggle of how in the world to start, which is where most people stop. If you're like me, starting is always the hardest part, and that's what makes Kajabi so popular. They've made it easier for creators to build web pages, build courses, build coaching programs, build membership sites, build checkout pages, and build email funnels. So if you're struggling with any of those, you gotta go check it out. Go to Kajabi.com. Kajabi was really the first all-in-one system and is trusted by over 100,000 creators. I think that's good enough for me. Also, as influencers and marketers who use this. And now their smart AI platform makes it easy to take what you know and turn it into an online course and business. Go start building with a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com.